In the beautiful music of the choir today, you encountered what has become a new addition to my list of favorite Christmas songs. Welcome to Our World is an ethereal piece that reminds us of the most profoundly simple Christmas truth. God came to be with us. Amidst the falling tears and the breaking hearts of humanity, as humanity is just waiting, desperately waiting to hear from God, instead of ripping, opening the sky, instead of earthquakes causing mountains to tremble, what seems to have been a silence from heaven is broken with the sound of a newborn's cry. Elia, your timing is perfect. And as that little tiny voice pierced the nighttime air, as that very first breath was followed by the sound of a crying that proclaims life, our world said, "Welcome to the Son of God." The Christmas story is filled with moments just like this, where people like you and me, get to say, "Welcome to God." I was reflecting on Joseph this week. His moment of saying, "Welcome to God," comes in the first chapter of Matthew. Here's how the story is told. Now, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. When Mary, his mother, was engaged to Joseph before they were married, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man. And because he did not want to humiliate her, he decided to call off the engagement quietly. As he was thinking about doing this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The child she carries was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now, all of this took place so that the Lord had spoken through the prophets. It would be fulfilled, for look, a young woman will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Joseph gets to say welcome to God with us. Our scriptures use the word Emmanuel, which does translate literally to the phrase God with us. And this point cannot be overstated. God has come to be with us. In all of the imperfection of the human condition, and we, both honored and humbled by his arrival, get to say, "Welcome. Welcome to our world." Our world. Funny thing to say to God. Welcoming the one who spoke light and earth and ocean into being, right? The one who spoke the world into creation. We say, "Welcome to our world," but it really is ours, isn't it? God's world, one of perfect love and ever-present justice. God's world, a world of balance and equity and plenty. Yet that's not the world that Jesus arrives in, then or now. Instead, this world has become ours, for we, at times, find ourselves very separated from God's world, kept from the divine kingdom we're told is at hand by our own selfishness and competition, by unsustainable consumption of unfulfilling nothingness, by a mindset of scarcity, all of this warping our relationships with one another and shaping how we see ourselves. It's our world in this way. But that did not keep God from showing up, because God loves us and God wants us to know the world as it can be. So God makes the divine presence at home with us. The world Jesus arrived in the world of today, not so different. Whether it's struggles in personal lives, do we hear about the struggles in the lives of the people in the nativity. They look so nice sitting on the altar, but let me tell you, they had issues. So do we. Or I think about the strife in the country at the time, all that was happening and struggles for power and the people and the places they were going to be. And I think about our world and it's not so different. I think about global tensions. I think about struggle and strife in the Middle East today, just as then. Our world is just as imperfect. And as the choir sang so beautifully, how we need to hear from God. And as we live in this season of waiting, all I can ask is this. Do you hear what I hear? Do you? Do you hear what I hear? A song. A song high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea. A voice as big as the sea. What a way to describe the love that we hear in the telling of the Christmas story. Really, something literally that is unfathomable. That is the voice that we are invited to hear. Do you hear what I hear? And while the love of God was always big and bigger than that sea that we might compare it to, the voice telling of that love hasn't always been as big. The scripture I shared with Joseph has a parallel as Mary hears about her life. You'll see that Luke scripture listed in the bulletin. Each of these people, the shepherds here, all these individuals, they hear something. Consider the angels of the field. Consider the shepherds arriving. I tell you, for all the songs about them, right? Hark the herald angels sing. Angels we have heard on high. The shepherds play this beautiful role. There were like, what, maybe four or five of these guys sitting on rocks by a campfire? So now we got Mary, we got Joseph, and we got like four or five smelly guys. And let me tell you, sheep smell. Oh, but let's fast forward a little bit, right? Because we got the Magi. Now, the song tells us there were three, but the Bible doesn't. But let's assume, I don't know, two to four, whatever. We're still sitting like under 10 people that know this story. I thought this voice was supposed to be as big as the sea, and here we got 10 people that know what's going on in this little manger. How on earth is the world supposed to know? Though I tell you, we will find a part for every single child in our pageant today. There certainly weren't a lot of players in that first Christmas. How does a story of this unfathomable love become a voice as big as a sea? Well, the night wind tells a little lamb. And the little lamb tells a shepherd boy. And the shepherd boy tells a king. And the king tells the people everywhere. At least so the song tells us. It's not as neat and tidy in our scriptures as it is in the lyrics of Do You Hear What I Hear, but the gist is the same. That voice becomes as big as the sea because people share the love. The reality of God's love expressed in Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, is a harmonious happening that's to be sung out and celebrated and shared in word, but also in how we live our lives. It's you. It's me. It's the people everywhere. We are a part of this voice that is as big as the sea. And the world needs you to ask the question. When people are confronted with the difficulty of life, when we sit amidst the fear and tension of the world, as we sit in the brokenness of relationship or whatever dream might not be happening in our lives, as we see it around other people, we are invited to ask the question, do you hear what I hear? Have you heard that God wants better for us? Have you heard that God is with us and among us? Have you heard that God is working through us to bring hope and peace and love to all people? This is something the world needs to hear, and so we should ask them. Do you hear what I hear? Amidst the cacophony of the world, we are invited to cut through the chaos to clarify the critical message of Christmas. The love of God is arriving once again. Do you hear what I hear? Amidst the drone of daily life, we are invited to delineate between the disappointment and the disillusionment from the divine decree that God's love is for all people. Do you hear what I hear? The voice of a child, a song of hope, prayers for peace, the cry of a baby in a manger, a baby that is God's love for us and with us and as us and among us. May we all ask the question as a means of sharing the gift of love as we announce the answer through our living. Do you hear what I hear? Amen.